What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura here alongside the great Matt Wilhelm. Never been better as we get ready for the Browns and the Bengals this Sunday at First Energy Stadium. The Browns 2-9. The Bengals, of course, 9-2, playing good football. What can the Browns do to pull off the upset on Sunday?
Well, I think you have to overcome the loss really quickly on a short week. Get over the fact that you lost to the Baltimore Ravens here at home. You have another opportunity in front of the Dog Pound, in front of your fans. It is the Battle of Ohio. And I think the pride of being a professional and playing at the highest level really has to shine through in this roster. And as Mike Pettine talked about all week, it is fixable. Let's see some of those fixes on the football field to give Browns fans and the members of this team something to get proud of, something to be, you know, happy about and celebrate, and a victory over a team that you could potentially spoil some of their season or the luster. Put a little luster on their season thus far is a big key for this.
In less than two seasons, as the Browns head coach, Mike Pettine will now have his fifth starting quarterback as Austin Davis will be the Browns starter. What did he show you on Monday night?
Well, I think, and you said it, and I kind of, you know, reverberated as well, but the moxie, his ability to come off the bench, I know third and 10 is not the ideal situation, and he got booed in some regards thereafter, and the Johnny Chance started, even though we all know he was going to be third string, but his ability to come in, and I thought John Gruden pointed it out on the television broadcast, just that the timing throw that he showed, you know, to throw the seven route out there to Travis Benjamin, and I just thought his ability to take the offense and what we thought he didn't know, because he'd always been third string because Johnny Manziel was number two, his ability to understand the offense and plot the ball down the field and go get, you know, take a scoring drive, and the rifle to Travis Benjamin, to me, he's got the arm, and I think his understanding of this offense is much more greater than I ever thought, you know, going into the season.
Yeah, he certainly looked comfortable on it. He's had time here. There's some roots in this offense from the Brian Schottenheimer offense, which was the same one he had in St. Louis. So there is some comfort there for Austin Davis. Now you're going against the Bengals team, and remember in the first meeting it was 31-10, and Andy Dalton three passing touchdowns in that game, all of them to Tyler Eifert. Won't have Tyler Eifert, so I ask you, is it more important to slow down A.J. Green, Marvin Jones, Mohamed Sanu, because they really don't have a backup tight end, or to slow down the running backs, Jeremy Hill and Giovanni Bernard?
Well, I think the threat in the passing game to me is going to be A.J. Green, simply because of how inconsistent our back end has been. He's probably going to get Tremont Williams all day, might have a little bit of K1 Williams at times. The other corner, I don't necessarily know who it's going to be, Pierre Desir, or is it going to be Johnson Bademosi? So something the Bengals are definitely going to attack. But to your point, you know, coming off the radio, I thought you made the greatest point is stopping this game, because they have such a dual threat in Jeremy Hill and Giovanni Bernard, that Andy Dalton, if he can hand the ball off and not have to drop back 30-plus times and win this football game, I think that's something that Marvin Lewis is going to want to do.
I think they want to do, if you remember last year when they came to Cleveland, Jeremy Hill, they ran for about 200 yards. They went crazy. They talked about how they're using more I form now, and that's really helped Jeremy Hill. Why is that from a linebacker's perspective? Why does that help him run the football?
To me, it's just a little bit, it's a more definitive. You know, you have a lead blocker in front of you, so you know you're going to get your blocker on a linebacker that in some cases gives you a 50-50 go in the hole. And I think sometimes in that zone scheme, it can just look murky and you're kind of like guessing on where that seam's going to be. You got to put your cleats in the ground. But when it's I, it's big on big up front, then you got your fullback on their backer. And in most cases, you're going to trust your guy to win, and then you make your break off of him.
Well, that will do it for us previewing this game. The Browns got to stop the run. They've got to win the turnover battle. And hopefully Austin 12-6, the date of the game, will mean that the Browns kicked their butts. See what happens. Browns and Bengals this Sunday at First Energy Stadium. Keep it tuned to CleanBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.